Simon & Schuster Audio presents Walking Disaster, My Life Through Heaven and Hell by Derek Whibley, read by the author.
Introduction. You always start out so innocent. You say to yourself, those rock star cliches, they'll never be me. But somehow they find you. The drugs, the booze, the sex, the celebrity relationships, the failed marriages, all of it. The fights, the arrests, the near-death experiences, and in my case, surviving an active war zone. All the peaks and valleys of a life in rock and roll await you, as if it's all predestined. And for me, maybe it was. I was always in trouble growing up. If something went wrong, all fingers pointed at me, even if I had nothing to do with it. It was kind of like Calvin and Hobbes. I used to love that cartoon. I even modeled myself after Calvin, spiking my hair and wearing the same striped shirt. Or maybe I was doomed because by the time I was 13 years old, my idols were Jim Morrison, Kurt Cobain, Guns N' Roses, and the Sex Pistols. I remember watching the Oliver Stone movie The Doors, an epic account of Jim Morrison, the band, and their influence on music, culture, and counterculture, and being completely transfixed. The way of life, the chaos, the insanity, the ups and downs, and the wildness of success, it was also exciting to me. And just as Nirvana came to change the world, I was coming of age in my own right and discovering just who I thought I was. Picking up a guitar, writing songs for the first time, I knew I wanted to become a rock star one day, and I knew I would do it. There was no question in my mind that music and the rock and roll lifestyle were my path. I mean, what else is a kid who loves music and is always in trouble supposed to do? I was in bands and on tour before I had a driver's license. I signed a record deal when I was still a teenager. I had multiple hit songs on the radio around the world before I was 24. I toured the world, partied with my heroes, played to sold-out crowds night after night, had people singing my own words back to me, and I loved every second of it. I wanted it. I was ready for it. And then, I crashed and burned, nearly lost it all, along with my own life. I picked myself up, built it back from nothing, and did it all over again. Chapter 1, Open Water. I was born on March 21st, 1980, in Scarborough, Canada, in the east end of Toronto. My mom and I constantly moved to different apartments. By the time I was 17, I had moved 19 times. One time we moved into a building on a Friday and out on the Monday because it was so awful. No wonder I was able to tour in vans and sleep in bad motels so easily. My mom, Michelle Whibley, dropped out of high school at the age of 17 to raise me on her own.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?